أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعلى الوارث مثل ذلك، فإن أرادا فصالا عن تراض منهما وتشاور فلا جناح عليهم عليهما. In the previous ayat, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala explained about breastfeeding the child and the various rules and regulations with regard to that. And very important that neither must the mother be harmed in any way with regard to that, and neither the father also. Further, Allah Ta'ala says, وَعَلَى الْوَارِثِ مِثْلُ ذَٰلِكَ. Or, وَارِثُ پَرْ بھی یہی لازم ہے. In case the father passes away, then it is compulsory on the inheritors of the child that the responsibility will go upon them. And that is those who are the maharim, those family members of the child which they cannot marry according to Sharia. Then they will be responsible to see to the breastfeeding, the expenses of the breastfeeding of the child. And in case the child passes away and the child has got wealth of its own, it has received wealth from the father, etc., then these people who are the maharim, they will inherit from their child. That is a separate masala in detail. There are great details about that which are written in the kitabs of fiqh. فَإِنْ أَرَادَ فِصَالٍ عَنْ تَرَادِ مِنْهُمَا وَتَشَاوُرٍ. پھر اگر ماں باپ چاہے کہ دو چھرا لے، یعنی دو برس کے اندر ہی اپنی رضا اور مشورے سے. If the parents, both of them, whether they are still married or divorce has taken place, but for whatever reason they are happy that they stopped the breastfeeding of the child before 2 years, then that is also permissible. The period is for 2 years, but if they wish to, and according to Imam Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, the period of breastfeeding is 30 months, that is 2.5 years, 30 shahra. But however, if they wish to stop the breastfeeding for whatever reason, there is permission in that also. It is not farad that the 2 year period must be completed. But there is great goodness in the 2 year period for the mother also and for the child also. To be best breastfed by the mother, this is a great thing. And very sadly today, this is almost totally neglected, where the mother almost immediately delivers and starts working again. And she has no time for her child whatsoever. The child is left to some nanny or somebody, or a daycare center or something like that. This is totally against not only the grain of Islam, but the grain of humanity and natural life. So Allah says that if you wish to stop it for any valid reason, فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِمَا, تون پر کچھ گناہ نہیں. Then there is no guna on the pair of mother or the father if they wish to stop the breastfeeding of the child before the 2 year period. وَإِنْ أَرَدْتُمْ أَن تَسْتَرْضِعُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذَا سَلَّمْتُمْ مَا آتَيْتُمْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. اور اگر تم لوگ چاہو کہ دودھ پلاؤ کسی دائیا سے اپنی اولاد کو، تو بھی تم پر کچھ گناہ نہیں، جیسے کہ حوالہ کرو جو تم نے دینا ٹھہرایا تھا موافق دستور کے. And if for any valid reason you feel that you want to give the duty of breastfeeding the child to a foster mother, that is to some other woman who will breastfeed the child, then also there is no guna upon either the husband or the wife, whether they are married or whether they have been divorced. But you debt on condition that you still give that amount that has to be paid for breastfeeding according to environment and according to the customs of that place. That is, don't, how much money has to be paid for breastfeeding the child, give it to the foster mother as well. And in this year, there are more details also, that usually, unfortunately, if divorce takes place, then there is a lot of bitterness and resentment. Then sometimes it happens that the father, he insists that another woman must breastfeed the child, a foster mother. And he does this to harm the mother. The mother loves her child, wants her child, but now he orders that the child must be given to another woman, a foster mother, and this way he hurts the mother, she pines and dies for her child. But he orders that the child must be given to a foster mother. Or the mother knows that the father cannot get anyone else to breastfeed the child. So she starts putting up all types of tantrums and plays and makes it very hard, and thereby demanding a lot of money from her husband, because she knows that the child has to be breastfed and he can't find somebody else. So she also should not take any advantage and harm the father of the child. The father of the child must not harm the mother of the child. That order that the child must be given to another foster mother, and thereby make her pine and die for her child and long for her child all the time. And all these laws of marriage, of breastfeeding, the whole of Sharia can only be understood and appreciated if we have got taqwa. So Allah says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَرْدَرُوا Allah say. Otherwise, as Allah Ta'ala has said, وَلَا تَتَّخِذُوا آيَاتِ اللَّهِ هُزُوَا. Don't make a joke of the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. If a person hasn't got taqwa, he doesn't care anything, how many talaq he gives, and he says, I was just playing a fool, and he takes her back again, and he lives with her, and he's living in adultery with his own, so to say, wife, but he's living in adultery whole life. So don't make a joke out of these things, out of the talaq, divorce, marriage, etc. These are all serious matters. And deen can only be appreciated if we have got taqwa. If a person hasn't got the fear of Allah, then the commandments of Allah mean nothing. Like the commandment of namaz is such a great important commandment. But we don't have taqwa, we'll go right past the masjid. We'll even come and use the masjid toilets at namaz time, but we won't make namaz. We will drop off somebody for namaz, but we ourselves won't come for namaz. We'll pick up somebody from the masjid, but we won't come for namaz ourselves. These things can only be appreciated and deen on the basis of taqwa. Therefore, it is absolutely essential that when a child is born, that taqwa be inculcated according to the level of the child. When the child comes to the maktab, first taqwa must be inculcated. If we teach all the masalas, but we didn't teach them taqwa, the child will know all masalas about namaz, but won't make one namaz. The child will know all masalas, du'as of the various occasions, but won't read one du'a also. We teach all the subject matter, but we don't teach taqwa. And we don't make the child conscious. So they will know a lot about deen, but they won't be practicing. And this unfortunately then carries on, that the child becomes a hafiz also, and looks at the dressing of the child, look at the habits of the child. The child grows up and becomes an alim also, and then also namaz is still not in the life of that person, because we made no effort of taqwa. We are just making all the time effort of the masail and of knowledge, but bringing taqwa, that is not done. So the deen cannot be appreciated without that jazba, without that passion and feeling to practice upon deen. وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. And one of the major ways to acquire taqwa, or jaan rakho ke Allah tumhare sab kaamon ko khoob dekhta hai, and know full well that Allah Ta'ala is watching and knows fully well and watching all your actions. If you ponder about that little bit, muraqabah, that Allah, and then to know who Allah is, that Allah Ta'ala can make me blind now immediately. Allah can make me mad immediately. Allah can make me paralyzed immediately. In the akhirat, Allah can give me the worst punishment, and He knows everything about me. If we think of that, taqwa will be developed. Then there will be appreciation for deen in knowledge. Then we will appreciate the man of knowledge and those men who practice upon deen. Otherwise, they will be regarded as backward people, stupid stooges who know nothing about dunya. Because today dunya, we know the value, and we want to make effort of dunya all the time. So people of dunya and knowledge of dunya has got value in our eyes. But deen and the knowledge of deen and the people of deen, they don't have value in our eyes. Because we lack that taqwa, we lack that reality to know that our real life is only in deen. It is not in dunya's matters. But today our whole thinking is gone the other way, that we give full preference only to dunya, and deen is not even by the side. It is left out almost completely. Now for example, Fajr namaz, which is farz on all the people, how many are here? Jummah namaz, how many people come? Where are we for all the other namazes? So it is necessary that this effort we made, that taqwa comes into people, consciousness to practice upon deen, not only to know deen, but to practice deen. May Allah give us all tawfiq.